الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خيرا الوصية للوالدين والأقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين. In the previous ayats, the subject of revenge, when a person murders somebody, that the murderer's life must also be taken. All that was given in detail, and Allah referred to that, then there is life for you. That is, if you take that, if you exercise that command of Allah Ta'ala, the one who is murdered, his life must also be taken, and with all the details that were given, then there will be life. You people will be able to live a proper life of dignity and honor, of stability and security. Now Allah Ta'ala discusses another matter, and that is of inheritance. That is, that a person makes a will for the money that he leaves behind, how it must be distributed. And in there, this money that people receive, in there is life, how to carry on with our life. So in there also, there is life if we do it correctly. This ayat that we are reading, it was revealed at that time when the laws of inheritance were still not revealed. Now the full laws of inheritance have come in the Quran Sharif, and nobody has got a right to say that so and so must get so much, so and so must get so much of his close family members, like his parents, his brothers, sisters, that the Quran Sharif has fixed already. Those who do not inherit, up to one third he can still allocate for those people. Like if he wants to give to some masjid, madrasa, to some orphans, widows who are not his immediate family, that he can still do. This is also an example of the ayat that is still recited in the Quran Sharif, but amal on it has been cancelled. And the amal has been replaced by those ayat where the fixed amounts of people, what they inherit, who they are, and how much they inherit. Now amal is on that. So the recitation of the Quran, of this ayat, is still faraz, but amal on it is cancelled. From here we understand also that nobody can take the Quran Sharif on his own and try and understand it or make tafsir of it. That person will go completely astray. He has to follow the teachings which have come through the hadith and which the ulama have taught, the mufassireen who have studied the Quran Sharif properly with all the principles. Only that is acceptable. And this very, very unbecoming and wrong fashion that we just take a Quran Sharif and a few of us sit and we start making our own tafsir. This is totally haram also, and it is total misguidance. It is nothing of the Quran Sharif, it is only our own whims and fancies. And we are just using the Quran Sharif as a front. So the Quran Sharif has to be studied and understood also in the correct lines of Shariat and the laws that have been laid down. Ulama have written great kitabs on the principles of tafsir, and that also has to be studied, and person must master that before he can make tafsir. This what we are doing is no tafsir. We are just repeating what the mufassireen have written. We are far from being in the position to make tafsir. We don't have that capacity and all that knowledge that is required to make tafsir. We only repeat what the mufassireen have written, and that we repeat. So at that time when the laws of inheritance did not still come down, as we all know that Islam did not come one time. The Quran was not revealed one time, but gradually by and by the laws of Shariat were brought down. So that time when there was still no fixed proportion, a person, it was farad that he makes wasiyah. and he made requests for his parents and his family people. The amounts were not fixed. It was left up to him how much he wanted to give his father, his mother, his wife, his children. That was left up to him. So this ayat refers to that time, but the amal on it has been cancelled by the ayat that has come later, ayats and where the fixed amounts of everyone. Now nobody can say, I want to give my father so much and I want to give my mother so much. The Quran has fixed already how much they are going to get. So Allah says, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذَا حَذَرَ أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَوْتِ فرض کر دیا گیا تم پر جب حاضر ہو کسی کو تم میں موت. It has been made farz upon you whenever maut comes to any one of you. And nobody knows when maut is coming. So to make one's in a bequest and to see that his Islamic will is in order is a farz on every person. Whenever, as soon as a person is baligh and he has got so much money that after seeing to his funeral expenses, etc., any debts he has, and he has still money left, then it is farz on that person to make a bequest and to see that his will is done properly. Now for us, now when Islam is complete, for us it is not to say so and so is going to get so much, etc. But what is farz upon us, if we are owing anyone money, that must be written down. Somebody is owing us, it must be written down, so the inheritance can be done properly. If we have got any qadha namazes, and then we have to write that down so the fidya can be given. If we haven't made hajj, and if hajj is farz on us, that we have to write down so hajj badal can be done on our behalf. So those things are farz. So a person should have, every person, and there are great, great virtues for having one's will made and having it ready. And every person must have his will ready and very, very preferably keep it by one's head side, so that one is reminded of his maut also all the time. And also in there we should update it at least once a year. A person's financial conditions keep on changing. You were owing somebody, you paid him, finished. Make sure that you record it accordingly. Somebody was owing you, he paid you, record it. Afterwards, it must not happen that the trustees and the executors of the estate go and claim from him. They say, yeah, it's written you are owing, but he says, I have paid. And many times it's only verbal. We don't write down, we don't make receipt, and this causes a lot of disputes and confusion. So all our money matters, and this is a very great ibadat. There are five great, great rewards for a person who keeps his will ready. One of them is that he gets the maut of a shaheed. So every person must keep all his matters very clear. Maut comes to any person at any time. So Allah says, in taraka khayran il, in taraka, if he leaves money, that is, then to make that will was farz when the laws of inheritance had not come. And that is, he left so much money behind that all his funeral expenses come out, anyone is owing is paid, and there is still money left now. Then how must he be distributed? So he had to specify that. Al-wasiyyatu, he had to make this wasiyyat, he had to make this bequest. Lil-walidin wal-aqrabin bil-ma'roof, ma'baap ke waaste aur rishtidaro ke liye insaaf ke saath. For his parents, it was farz to make wasiyyat for one's parents, for one's close family members, and that also according to Sharia and in the good line. That is, don't deprive your parents and you give some other people, you make wasiyyat for some other people. You deprive your family members and you're giving some other people. Or the poor family members, you deprive them, and the rich family people you give. So that was the it must be done correctly. حَقًا عَلَى الْمُتَّقِينَ. یہ حکم لازم ہے پرہیزگاروں پر. This command is compulsory on those people who fear Allah. Everyone has to fear. Whoever is a Muslim, it was compulsory that he makes his inheritance in this way. He specifies it. So this is, and now at the moment for us, when Islam is complete, the shares of one's parents are fixed, the wife's shares are fixed, the children's shares are fixed. If we want to, we can give up to 1/3 for those people who will not inherit in our inheritance, like some orphan child, or so we want to give some masjid, some madrasa, etc. That we can do. And our will in any case must be done properly. If a person, for example, is secretly married, nobody knows he's got another wife, she also inherits, he must write it in his will, so that there isn't any dispute. If he's got children from that other wife, then that also must be written, so that they get their share also. Otherwise, nobody knows he was married. Secret marriages are not right at all. It should not be done. When a person marries, it must be a public affair, and it must be done properly. But if somebody has married secretly, the marriage will be valid, but then it must be made clear. At least he must write it down in his will, so that that other woman is not deprived. Otherwise, that whole guna will be upon him. And there are a lot of problems that come from this matter when people have a second wife, but not done properly. It is not known, it is not in public, and a lot of problems come from there. This is all living a wrong life. We must live a life according to Sharia properly. Then inshallah things are clear and matters are clear. May Allah let us understand our deen, what a perfect deen Allah has given us. And the thing is not just to be happy about that, which is a very great thing, but to practice on it, to make it alive accordingly. Then we will get the actual enjoyment and the sweetness of our deen. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Thank you.